The cost of holding your standards doesn't come free. That cost is the difference of opinion a lot of times with other people. The reason you're having to hold some sort of standards is because you finally recognize that there is a lack of standards. You get to a point in your own mastery, in your own journey of leadership, whether it's your own personal leadership or leading others, where you recognize that the current operating rules are not effective. So something that I've experienced time and time again, I reach a certain level, I understand the landscape, I myself have developed and have wanted to seek how we can improve a team, a system, a process, the art of the craft and whatever we are involved in, and then recognize what we may be missing to build some sort of culture and identity and core values. You will be hated. You will be hated because it goes against what is already set. And being able to recognize that tells you that you're on the right path. You can see the deficit of what is currently happening and what needs to happen. Now, sometimes or a lot of times this comes with a burden. In order to execute on that, you must embody the epitome of what that represents and what you want that to happen. It's the only way that you can communicate and spread that positive virus to everyone else. I refuse to back down from what I think is right. So you should ask yourself, what is the deficit? What do I stand for? Why? What is the rationale for you standing for that? And how will you implement it going forward? That is all.